Now, when style matters, on CosmicBroadcasting.com and the Cosmic Broadcasting app.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I hope all is well with you. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Lynette Jones, your image and style expert and host for the next hour, live on the When Style Matters show. If you're a new listener, I want to say welcome. You should know every week I'm here sharing style news, expert advice, and tips on how you can create a great image and make a lasting impression. I am excited about today's show. I have a very special guest who's going to be joining me via telephone very soon. Sarita Maben is a communication expert, speaker, and author of the highly acclaimed book, If You Can't Say Something Nice, What Do You Say? I can't wait to speak with her and discuss her path to success and hear what advice she has to share with us on communicating and more. Okay. Last week, we had a fun show and we covered several different topics, including the media and others' judgment of Renee Zellweger, the actress who has a new look. There was a lot of discussion about that. Also, Walmart getting in trouble over their Halloween costumes and tips on how you can be a more productive person. If you missed last week's show, don't forget that you can check out the archives on our website at cosmicbroadcasting.com. Just go to the homepage, click on the podcast on demand tab across the upper middle of the page and scroll all the way down to the When Style Matters show. There you'll find recordings of all of my shows for your listening pleasure. As always, I have a number of things that I want to share with you. But first, I want to give a shout out to my awesome sponsors. And I'm going to begin with my new sponsor joining the When Style Matters show this month. Bernie Manning is a leader with Party Light candles and gifts. I'm sure you're familiar with them, but if you're not, Party Light is a fragrance and decorating company providing platinum quality candles and artisan accessories to decorate any environment. Bernie's website address is burnitup.net. That's BERNITUP.net. And if you contact Bernie via email, she has coupons for a free dozen tea lights now through December 31st. So her email address is Bernie, B-E-R-N-I, at burnitup.net, B-E-R-N-I-T-U-P.net. Okay. Also, Wellness Matters, LLC, with Sharon Simpson-Dogon. She's an ongoing sponsor. And Sharon offers several great services, including massage therapy, light therapy, and reflexology, just to name a few. You can check out Sharon's website at yeswellnessmatters.com. Genesis Med Spa, and the owner is Dr. Lisa Jinks. Genesis Med Spa's mission is to provide excellent medical-grade aesthetic services while educating their clients and engaging them in the decisions regarding the health of their skin. The website address is genesismedspa.com. If you're in the Colorado Springs region, I want to encourage you to check out their website and also to go visit their salon. It's really beautiful and they have so many products and services available to help you have healthy skin, anti-aging products, and more. Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy is a continuing sponsor and the owner is the lovely Miss Barbara Stafford, a certified medical support clinical hypnotherapist who specializes in helping you live the life that you deserve. Barbara's website has great information on the services and products that are available to you. So check out her website at cospringshypnotherapy.com. Lynn Putnam is an independent representative at Silpata Designs. Silpata is ever-evolving and true to their heritage of high-quality, handcrafted jewelry. It's a company built by women for women. Check out Lynn's website at mysilpata.com/lynn.putnam. for information on their beautiful products, business opportunities, and more. And last but not least, Unique Products, creator of the marvelous Moodstruck 3D Mascara, is an ongoing sponsor. And Mary Pearsall is the mascara maven who's bringing this 3D mascara to your door. So ladies, if you have thinning lashes or short lashes and you want them to look 300% fuller and longer, check out this great 3D mascara. You can also throw an online party with your friends and win big rewards. Contact Mary today at themascaramaven.com. Our list is growing, huh, Lynn? It's just going
leaps
on
and
on.
Leaps and bounds.
Very good. If you'd like to become an advertiser or sponsor of the Wind Style Matters show here on Cosmic Broadcasting, feel free to contact me at Lynette@WindStyleMatters.com, or you can call into the studio at 719-362-8851. Okay, I am excited to talk to you about my upcoming event. On Saturday, November 22nd, from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Center for Powerful Living, I will hold my awesome workshop. It's entitled, 5 Things Every Woman Over 40 Needs to Know About Her Body and Style. It's a fun, interactive workshop for the 40-plus woman who wants to continue to look and feel amazing for the next 40-plus years. So let me ask you something. Do you struggle with time-consuming decisions about what you should wear on a daily basis? Frustration over figuring out your authentic, or what I say is your unique, style? Finding clothes that fit your amazing 40-plus body because the outfits you used to wear just don't seem to work anymore? How about a dated hairstyle that your favorite stylist says is just fine? Or buyer's remorse because the mirrors in the clothing stores make you look different than your mirrors at home? If you are struggling with one or all of these issues, this event is just what you need. And let's say you're not struggling, but you still want to know how to look and feel terrific for the next 40-plus years. And you like connecting with awesome women. It's for you, too. So as a bonus, I'm going to be sharing my expertise to review your personal wardrobe. You're invited to bring 1 to 3 of your standby pieces or those you may not be sure about for a mini closet review. I'm also going to be sharing information about my upcoming Phenomenal 40-Plus Woman series at this workshop and offering a special discount to those who attend. So that is more than enough reason for you ladies who are 40 and older to join me on Saturday, November 22nd. I have an early bird special that's up for 5 more days, only 5 days left, to take advantage of my early bird special, $29 for this workshop through November 10th. After the 10th, it will be $39. You can still come, but you have to pay more. So if you want to take advantage of my special early bird discount this month, I encourage you to get in touch with me at Lynette@WindStyleMatters.com or call into the studio, and I'll make sure I send that information to you. Okay. Also, this entire month, November and December, is what I'm calling my Super Style Savings Months. And I have my special holiday offer for you, 15% off of my signature style packages for executive women. As you know, I've created a system, a signature style system for executive women. And within that system are 2 packages, the Signature Elite and the VIP Style. The last time I offered a discount on my executive style packages was 2 years ago. So this is truly a rare special offer that I am excited to announce. And I know several women in the Colorado Springs region are interested, and now's your chance to get the package of your choice at a great discount. So take advantage of my 15% off discount on these packages. Get in touch with me. Let's set up an appointment to have coffee and talk about your image and style needs and how I can assist you.
You do a lot.
A lot.
May I just say that? You do a lot.
Thank you. And what I'm really trying to do is offer something for most. It's not for everyone.
Not for everybody.
I understand that. But I am doing a variety of products and programs and offerings to try to accommodate most women.
Sure.
especially if you're an entrepreneur or professional. I think that a lot of times entrepreneurs don't look at themselves as the CEO of their business. They look at others. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a multi-level marketing, then they look at whoever is at the very top. But if you are an entrepreneur or a solopreneur, you are the chief executive officer of your company.
Exactly.
Right? And that means that the signature style system for executive women includes you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to reach everyone to let you know how important your image and style is, how it directly impacts your success. And we're going to hear from someone today, Sarita Mabin, who I consider to be a phenomenal 40-plus woman. And as we gear up for my January kickoff of the Phenomenal 40-plus Woman series, I'm going to be introducing a number of these women to this community, to my listening audience and community, to help you, I guess, encourage you to go after your goals, to find out how these women are doing it, how they're making a difference, and living their lives with undeniable confidence, power, and style.
It can be done.
Period. You know, and I'm here to teach you how to do it. So take advantage. You know, get on the interest list now for my program. It is a series. It's a virtual community. So it is a teleseries, which means that you can be a member of the Phenomenal 40-Plus Woman program, whether you're local, regional, national, or even international. Right? So that's a good deal.
Yeah.
So I'll be sharing more about that as we move forward. But right now, I think we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we will be hearing from Sarita Mabin very shortly.
Do you look in the mirror and see unwanted hair, wrinkles, brown spots, or loose skin? Then call Genesis Med Spa for your free consultation. Genesis is the leading medical spa in Southern Colorado. With two physicians on staff, we offer laser skin treatments, Botox, fillers, skin tightening, and so much more. Ask about Vaser Lipo, a minimally invasive, safe, and effective treatment for removing fat. Call 719-579-6890 or visit GenesisMedSpa.com, and soon you will love what you see in the mirror. That's GenesisMedSpa.com.
When you don't feel well, you don't function well. Sharon at Wellness Matters has many options for you or your loved ones. Wellness Matters is an integrative wellness studio with two local locations where you can receive massage, reflexology, cupping, and aromatherapy using doTERRA essential oils and more. Also, wellness coaching, yoga, and anxiety relief is offered. So schedule your session at the Colorado Springs or Fountain location today. Call Sharon at 719-351-4837 or go to yeswellnessmatters.com. For your wellness matters.
If you are looking for assistance in changing, whether it's overcoming past experiences, peace from pain, increasing your self-beliefs, letting go of old negative habits, or making life changes, allow me, Barbara, at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, to assist you to grow into the life you deserve to have. There is no pressure here at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, just a calm, relaxing environment where you can begin to unfold the stress of your life. To learn more, visit www.cospringshypnotherapy.com. And when you call to book your free consultation or your session at 719-238-5945, let me know that you heard about this hypnotherapy on When Style Matters on Cosmic Broadcasting, so you'll receive your special 25% off discount.
Ladies, polish off your style with gorgeous Zapata jewelry. You will love our beautiful sterling silver and our wonderful collection of gold tones, too. Visit my website at mysopata.com/LIN.PUTNAM. I can even tell you how to get jewelry for free. Call 719-999-2598 for all of the details. This is Lynn Putnam, and I'd love to help you discover Zapata.
Unique's 3D Magic Mascara is the best on the market, bar none, with 300% thicker, longer, and more amazing lashes than you have ever had in your life. Now, Unique has introduced three new products that will knock your socks off and make your eyes even more gorgeous and get them noticed. We now have amazing eyeliners in beautiful colors that glide on, are smudge-proof, and last the entire day. Our lip liners do the same and are moisturizing rather than drying like other Color Stay products. Kiss proof too. Ooh la la. Order online at themascaramaven.com or give me a call at 719-287-5900. 719-287-3488. 719-287-3488. I will be delighted to help you board the last train.
Or you can simply follow us on Twitter. Follow us at Cosmic Broadcasts 1.
Listeners, you're here live on the When Style Matters show with Lynette Jones, your image and style expert. And I am excited to introduce my guest today, Sarita Mabin. Sarita, you're on the line with me, yes?
I am. How are you, Lynette?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good. Thank you for having me.
I have an audience of listeners who are eager to hear from you, and I'm excited to introduce you to everyone here.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, so I want to begin by just asking you if you would share with our listeners a little about yourself, your expertise, and how you became such a successful professional speaker.
Well, thank you so much. I, as you know, I've been speaking for about almost 21 years now, working from my home office and traveling around, as my clients like to say, helping people play nicely.
Yes.
I think my official tagline is something like helping people work together better,
mm-hmm.
But my clients always joke that really my goal is to help them play nicely.
Yes.
And so that's what I've been doing for about 20 years, particularly focusing on dealing with some of the difficult communications and, of course, talking about my book, If You Can't Say Something Nice, What Do You Say?
Which everyone wants to know about. We're going to talk about that for sure.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting because I, in my other life, before I became a speaker, I worked in university administration for a number of years and learned a lot about helping people communicate better, collaborate, you know, as a supervisor myself, having to deal with some challenges with staff. So that was kind of where my interest really started in having people work together in the workplace.
Totally, I get that. So one of the things, you know, as an image expert, I always talk about the importance of one's image and style and how it can impact your success. So do you believe that your executive presence, and by that I mean your professional image and style and your business etiquette skills, do you believe that they played a role in your success? And would you share with our listeners how that happened?
Yes. In fact, it's interesting that you ask about the professional image because I have noticed over the past 20 years or so how casual people have become in their workplace attire.
Yes.
And, of course, living in Southern California and San Diego myself, I see especially here very informal work style. And years ago when I first started as a speaker, my mother gave me a newspaper article, and in the article it showed a map of the United States, and it showed what the style was in that part of the country.
Yes.
And she knew I was going to be traveling a lot. And so, for example, I noticed when I go to the South, Southwest, they're much more feminine, more likely to wear dresses, mm-hmm. more likely to wear bright colors. When I'm working, for example, I was just in Boston speaking a couple weeks ago, a lot more conservative.
Yes.
Of course, so what I've learned is the style, I tend to dictate my style based on the type of group I'll be interacting with.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I learned early on as a speaker was even when you're going to a retreat or you're going to something where they're going to be in jeans or business casual, the rule was you dress one step above the audience.
Absolutely.
And so they might be in jeans and sweatshirts, but I might be in nice slacks and a nice blouse.
That's right.
But you don't want to dress in your power suit when you're going to do a retreat.
That's right.
So for me, what I learned about image was dressing appropriately based on the type of event and the type of audience. That was really the secret that I learned early on.
Excellent, and that's exactly right. That's what I try to teach the professional and executive women that I'm working with here, is that you want to make mm-hmm. sure you're dressed appropriately for the environment that you're in. But as you said, you always want to present yourself at a level that shows you are the leader, because that's mm-hmm. what you want to be. That's who you are. Right?
Exactly, exactly. You know, another thing I want to say, just as far as business etiquette goes, and I'll probably chat a bit more about this later as we talk about communication and how we've all gone to high-tech, email, text,
yes.
all of that.
Yes.
But I still think it's nice to send a hard copy, old-school thank you note to my client.
Absolutely. I agree with you completely, and we've really gotten so far away from that. When someone gets a personal handwritten note now, they're really excited about it. I know I am.
Going away.
Checking this. Technical difficulties here. Can you hear me, Sarita?
I'm here, yes.
Okay,
I'm not. I
good.
Can hear you.
Could you repeat your last statement? Because I lost you here.
Yes, agreeing with you that I, too, enjoy receiving an actual hard copy thank you card in the mail,
mm-hmm.
Because it seems that those are going the way of the dinosaur, I was saying,
yes.
with technology now.
And that's right. So, Sarita, one of the burning questions, of course, from our listeners today is, what exactly do you say when you can't say something nice? We've all been in that situation more than once. And so
yeah.
what would you say? What's the best way to handle these types of situations?
I think a lot of people think, well, I'm just not going to say anything.
Yes, the avoidance process.
Yeah, yeah. Right, avoidance is sadly the number one strategy for dealing with difficult situations.
Yes.
And kind of hoping it'll magically resolve itself, which of course it never will. And I always say, if I could pick one little communication nugget as it relates to communicating, especially in difficult situations, using the we and I wording versus the you. And very... or you should have done this, or you better, and somehow blaming the other person for what's gone awry, when instead they might say, you know, I'm really concerned about what's happened, and then even choosing what I call a softening question, how can we resolve this, or
yes.
how can we make this work,
mm-hmm.
or my other favorite phrase is let's figure out what we can do, or let's see how we can make this happen. And so it's an inclusive we or an I, at the very least, taking responsibility
yes.
versus you never, you always, you should have.
That's right, because you always say, I shouldn't say you always, as you just said, but it's a fact that nobody always does this or always says that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the inclusive approach is certainly the best way.
Exactly. I remember I had someone in one of my audiences that was a little upset with me because I was suggesting the we and the I phrasing, and he said, well, I have an employee who's not doing his job, and I'm going to tell him, you better get it together, you better do your job, or you fired. And he was not embracing my I, we, and so we came to a little compromise where he was going to say, we're getting complaints from the customers, we're concerned about that, what are you willing to do to help us resolve it? So putting
excellent.
The you in a question
yes.
softened it a little bit.
Excellent advice that we can all use, that's for sure. So let me ask you about some of your challenges that you may have faced along the road to your success. I mean, you've done speaking engagements all over the world, and just recently I know you were one of the TEDx presenters in San Diego, correct?
Yes, that's right. That's
so
right. That's
awesome. Right. So I want to know about that experience doing TEDx, and then I want you to share, if you can, with us just some of your challenges that you faced along the road to success, and what may be still a challenge today for a woman in particular who's doing what you're doing.
Yes, thank you. That's a good question. You know, I think one of the biggest challenges, of course, working on my own as an entrepreneur is, as every entrepreneur knows, is the ebbs and flows, peaks and valleys. And there are times, of course, in the speaking business when business comes to a screeching halt, which is always during the holidays.
Yes.
So as we speak, in a few weeks, we're going to be approaching the dead zone, as we call it, where everybody's into Thanksgiving and holidays and parties.
Yes.
And no one wants any workshops or speakers and conferences, of course, are not happening. So I think for me, allowing myself to plan and budget and work on my own behind-the-scenes structure so that I could handle the lows, because every year they're predictable.
Yes.
At the holidays, and then summers, of course, are a little bit slower because people
That's
are half-staffed,
right,
and don't want to have meetings when their half the staff is on vacation.
That's right.
So that's been a challenge. The other thing that we're just now coming back from, as speakers especially, is the whole meetings crackdown that happened during the so-called recession in 08, 09, where a lot of meetings were scaled way back, where they weren't bringing in speakers as frequently, or they were bringing them in but offering them less of a payment.
Yes.
Their budgets were quite tight. So we're just now kind of recovering from that today.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad things are flowing upstream point, but I could certainly see that happening. A lot of video conferencing and things of that nature started growing when the recession, you know, was really at its worst. So
exactly.
So what advice do you have for someone who may want to become a communication expert or professional speaker like yourself?
Okay, well, I have a couple thoughts. I'll tell you what I did when I was working at University of California, San Diego, UCSD.
Yes.
At that time was interim dean of students and had a long career in higher ed at that point and desperately wanted to be a speaker. The first thing I did, which is what I recommend everyone does, is I signed up for Toastmasters.
Yes.
And Toastmasters, of course, is a club that meets weekly, and it's a small charge, a nominal charge for your membership, and it allows you to actually practice your craft. And people used to say, oh, you're pretty good at this speaking when I was in the university. Oh, you missed your calling. You should do this for a living.
Yes.
But no one seemed to have any particular specifics on what they liked, what was I doing well, and what should I maybe not do so much. And Toastmasters is good about fine-tuning exactly what you can do to improve. And then, of course, also classes on communication. University community colleges have classes on communication. I actually did go to college. My undergrad degree is in psychology and my master's is in counseling.
Yes.
But I don't think you have to go get a master's degree. I think you can go and take classes and join Toastmasters and practice that way.
Right.
So I think those are good suggestions. I also think free speaking is huge. I still to this day, after 20 years, recommend speaking
yes,
for free.
Absolutely.
And, in fact, funny thing, you were talking about my TEDx talk. When I had heard about, somebody had suggested that I might be good for that event and that I might, my communication strategies might be a good topic. And, in fact, my TEDx talk is called Communication Lessons Learned from Mom.
Yes.
And but they said, you know, people need to review you. You need to kind of audition. They need to see you. And so I actually was speaking for a women's breakfast score. Small Business Association score breakfast, which was a freebie. But I invited the people to come see me there, and that turned into my audition.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and in fact, a lot of times when I have prospective clients who want to see me, because they always say, we want to see you first. And I think sometimes my video doesn't always do me justice.
Yes.
And someone wants a live experience. I use my free presentations to the chambers of commerce, local networking groups. I always, when I do those free presentations, use them as an audition for a potential client.
Excellent. That is really good advice, and you're so right. You know, some people think, well, I should be getting paid for everything, but many times those free events lead to great payments in many other ways and opportunities, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. Okay, so Rita, we are going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I've got more questions for you, and I can't wait to hear your responses. So hold on. You're listening to the When Style Matters show live on Cosmic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Mix 3D Magic Mascara is the best on the market, bar none. With 300% thicker, longer, and more amazing lashes than you have ever had in your life. Now, Unique has introduced 3 new products that will knock your socks off and make your eyes even more gorgeous and get them noticed. We now have amazing eyeliners in beautiful colors that glide on, are smudge-proof, and last the entire day. Our lip liners do the same and are moisturizing rather than drying like other Color Stay products. Kiss proof too. Ooh la la. Order online at themascaramaven.com or give me a call at 719-287-3488. 719-287-3488. I will be delighted to help you board the lash train.
When you don't feel well, you don't function well. Sharon at Wellness Matters has many options for you or your loved ones. Wellness Matters is an integrative wellness studio with 2 local locations where you can receive massage, reflexology, cupping, and aromatherapy using doTERRA essential oils and more. Also, wellness coaching, yoga, and anxiety relief is offered. So schedule your session at the Colorado Springs or Fountain location today. Call Sharon at 719-351-4837 or go to yeswellnessmatters.com. For your wellness matters.
Ladies, polish off your style with gorgeous Zapata jewelry. You will love our beautiful sterling silver and our wonderful collection of gold tones, too. Visit my website at mysopata.com/LIN.PUTNAM. I can even tell you how to get jewelry for free. Call 719-999-2598 for all of the details. This is Lynn Putnam, and I'd love to help you discover Zapata.
Do you look in the mirror and see unwanted hair, wrinkles, brown spots, or loose skin? Then call Genesis Med Spa for your free consultation. Genesis is the leading medical spa in Southern Colorado. With 2 physicians on staff, we offer laser skin treatments, Botox, fillers, skin tightening, and so much more. Ask about Vaser Lipo, a minimally invasive, safe, and effective treatment for removing fat. Call 719-579-6890 or visit genesismedspa.com, and soon you will love what you see in the mirror. That's genesismedspa.com.
If you are looking for assistance in changing, whether it's overcoming past experiences, peace from pain, increasing your self-beliefs, letting go of old negative habits, or making life changes, allow me, Barbara, at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, to assist you to grow into the life you deserve to have. There is no pressure here at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, just a calm, relaxing environment where you can begin to unfold the stress of your life. To learn more, visit www.cospringshypnotherapy.com. And when you call to book your free consultation or your session at 719-238-5945, let me know that you heard about this hypnotherapy on When Style Matters on Cosmic Broadcasting, so you'll receive your special 25% off discount.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon.
Welcome back, listeners. If you're just joining us, I'm Lynette Jones, your image and style expert on the When Style Matters show. And with me today is Sarita Maven, communications expert, speaker, and author of the highly acclaimed book, If You Can't Say Something Nice, What Do You Say? Welcome back, Sarita.
Thank you, Lynette.
It's so funny. I love that title. Everybody clearly gets the point. It's like, what do we say?
Yes, exactly.
So before the break, we've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about your successful career path, how your professional image and style and business etiquette skills played a role in your success, and we talked a lot about what do you say? What are the magic words that you should use, those words that will not make people feel intimidated but will be inclusive? So those are some really good tips for all of our listeners. And as you know, I consider you a phenomenal woman. In 2013, I kicked off my new series, Phenomenal 40 Plus Woman, and I believe you were one of my speakers during that series. Do you remember that, Sarita?
I do.
So I am. Yeah, and I am relaunching it in 2015, probably January. And so one of the things I am doing between now and then is introducing my listeners to a number of women who I call phenomenal women. And I want to ask you, as I'll ask each of them, how would you describe a phenomenal 40-plus woman?
You know, that's a great question, and I'm actually reminded of a quote by one of the most phenomenal women of all, the late Maya Angelou.
Yes.
And I love her quote. She says, you know, success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it.
Absolutely.
And I really think that nicely summarizes my view mm-hmm. on a woman who is phenomenal. And I think there's something about the confidence that comes with liking yourself.
Yes.
That exudes from you, that you can just spot that a mile away and from phenomenal women. And on the other hand, those women who don't like themselves, who have low self-esteem, have concerns about who they are, I think that also comes through.
That's right. But, you know, one of the quotes that I love and that you will find on my website and much of my literature is by Brian Tracy, and he says, the more you like yourself, the better you perform in everything you do.
Exactly.
And that it's sort of like the crux of why I do what I do, is because I know that women, when we feel good about ourselves, it boosts our self-esteem, our confidence. We just feel good, and it gives us the courage and the confidence that we need to move forward and attain the goals and desires that we have. So you're
exactly.
absolutely right. When you like yourself, when you like who you are, when you get up in the morning and look in the mirror and you have a positive view of yourself, it makes all the difference.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Exactly.
So what would you say to a woman who is 40 and older, who has some hopes and dreams but may not believe that she can actually attain those goals now? Maybe she thinks it's too late to start. Maybe she's raised mm-hmm. her kids and now she's like, well, it's probably too late for me to try to fulfill those goals that I had when I was 25. What would you say to her?
Well, you know, I heard someone actually once say to a woman who was over 40, you know, you're too old to go back to school.
Wow.
And I loved her reply. She said, you know, 4 years from now, will I be any less old?
Yes.
If I don't go back to school?
Yes.
So really, you're going to be 4 years older or 5 years older or 10 years older. Why not have something to show for it? So really,
right.
the point is, you're never too old.
That's right.
And I thought that was a great comeback that she had.
It was.
That she's too old.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's just amazing that someone would say that. But, you know, they
mm-hmm.
do. So, Sarita, I want to ask you if you have any other communication tips that you can share with us today.
Well, I do. And, in fact, I have a new program, a new communication program that I've rolled out this past year and a half.
Oh, we want to know about it.
Well, and you know, and it's so funny because when I start the program, my opening line is very similar to how I start my other programs, which is I'll say, you know, we all heard if you can't say something nice.
Yes,
and then
we can
people
finish
will say,
it.
Don't say anything at all.
Yes.
And so my segue to my new program is that it appears to me that there's a new disturbing trend. That is, if you can't say something nice, post it on Facebook.
Ooh, that's
good. Or if you
good.
Can't say something nice, send a text or an email.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the very least, you might tweet it.
Yes.
And so my new topic actually is called How to Maintain High-Touch Relationships
nice.
In High-Tech Times.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, and I've just, the last couple of weeks, I've done that presentation a couple times to a couple of different groups. And I'm really enjoying it because the reality is we are communicating now more and more virtually, but somehow hiding behind our computers,
yes.
we've been kind of emboldened that we can say just anything.
Yes, things that you would never say if you saw that person face to face.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm now kind of merging my tried and true Communicating for Success program with this new topic and talking about how there's a lot of ugly nonverbals that we're acting out with all caps and 5 exclamation marks and,
yes.
and using the blaming words, you better, you need to, somehow
yes.
we feel like that's going to be okay because we're emailing.
Exactly.
And so I've been on my little high horse lately about communication run amok on the internet.
It's very true, and I totally relate to that because I just said 2015 I have to do my business etiquette workshop and training series because it's just becoming a lost art. part, people are forgetting about courtesy and manners.
That's right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. We really need to get back to civility. So that is certainly on my calendar, my schedule for 2015 is to introduce my series. Do you recall the series we did together, Seven Style Strategies for Success?
I do, and I think there were some good points there as well.
Absolutely.
So I like the whole focus on, I think style never goes out of style.
That's right.
Put it that way.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is definitely a need for, you know, some gentle reminders about civility and etiquette, manners, you know, as I call it, manners for the modern age, and how to communicate and speak to others the way you would like to be spoken to, basically.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you know, it's just true. So, listen, I want to talk a little bit more about your book and find out how our audience, or share with our listeners, how they can get a copy of your awesome book, because there are so many pearls of wisdom in there, and I want everyone to have an opportunity to get that.
Thank you. Actually, Amazon.com is the best place to get the book.
Yes.
And, in fact, it, as of last year, is now also available on Kindle.
Okay, great.
So either hard copy or Kindle would be available on Amazon.com.
And then, Sarita, if our listeners want to find out more about you, where you're going to be speaking, your upcoming events and workshops, where should they go? To your website? And if so, give us your website address.
Okay, they can go to SaritaMaven.com, which, of course, is my first name, SaritaMaybin.com. They can also use an alternate domain name, NegativityThePossibility.com.
Nice.
So, yeah, either way, they can find me there. And on my homepage, there's a place where they can sign up for my monthly What Do You Say Communique.
I love that. I always look forward to it.
Yeah, so every month I send out, it's very short, very easy read, and I send out just a few tips each month on communicating better and also, of course, staying positive in difficult situations.
Awesome. Well, we are almost coming up on the 45-minute mark. I want to ask if you have any last parting words that you'd like to say to our listeners.
I actually do want to just put in a plug for a webinar I'm actually doing called If You Can't Say Something Nice, What Do You Say?
Great.
It's actually sponsored by the Professional Business Women Association of California.
Yes.
And they are starting a brand new e-learning book club session, and I'm going to actually be kicking that off with them on November 19th.
Awesome.
And that's going to be at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
And it's available by going to their website, pbwc.org.
Okay.
And there is a small fee for that. I think it's $49, and it's an hour-long e-learning session where I'll be talking about whether to confront or not to confront.
Yes.
What to do if someone asks for your opinion and you have nothing nice to say, and how to tell your boss a thing or two without getting ugly.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, I'm so glad you were able to share that with our listeners. I may want to check that out myself. Refresher courses are always good.
Yes, yes, exactly. We're all works in progress.
That's right. That's right. No one has arrived totally. Well, I want to thank you so much, Sarita, for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. We need to stay in touch and get back together and do some more fun work together ourselves.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you for having me, Lynette.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, to my listeners, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the When Style Matters show live on Cosmic Broadcasting.
Assistance in changing, whether it's overcoming past experiences, peace from pain, increasing your self-beliefs, letting go of old negative habits, or making life changes. Allow me, Barbara, at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, to assist you to grow into the life you deserve to have. There is no pressure here at Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy, just a calm, relaxing environment where you can begin to unfold the stress of your life. To learn more, visit www.cospringshypnotherapy.com. And when you call to book your free consultation or your session at 719-238-5945, let me know that you heard about this hypnotherapy on When Style Matters on Cosmic Broadcasting, so you'll receive your special 25% off discount.
Ladies, polish off your style with gorgeous Zapata jewelry. You will love our beautiful sterling silver and our wonderful collection of gold tones, too. Visit my website at mysilpata.com/LIN.PUTNAM. I can even tell you how to get jewelry for free. Call 719-999-2598 for all of the details. This is Lynn Putnam, and I'd love to help you discover Silpata.
Unique's 3D Magic Mascara is the best on the market, bar none, with 300% thicker, longer, and more amazing lashes than you have ever had in your life. Now, Unique has introduced 3 new products that will knock your socks off and make your eyes even more gorgeous and get them noticed. We now have amazing eyeliners in beautiful colors that glide on, are smudge-proof, and last the entire day. Our lip liners do the same and are moisturizing rather than drying like other Color Stay products. Kiss proof too. Ooh la la. Order online at themascaramaven.com or give me a call at 719-287-3488. 719-287-3488. I will be delighted to help you board the lash train.
Do you look in the mirror and see unwanted hair, wrinkles, brown spots, or loose skin? Then call Genesis Med Spa for your free consultation. Genesis is the leading medical spa in Southern Colorado. With 2 physicians on staff, we offer laser skin treatments, Botox, fillers, skin tightening, and so much more. Ask about Vaser Lipo, a minimally invasive, safe, and effective treatment for removing fat. Call 719-579-6890 or visit genesismedspa.com, and soon you will love what you see in the mirror. That's genesismedspa.com.
When you don't feel well, you don't function well. Sharon at Wellness Matters has many options for you or your loved ones. Wellness Matters is an integrative wellness studio with 2 local locations where you can receive massage, reflexology, cupping, and aromatherapy using doTERRA essential oils and more. Also, wellness coaching, yoga, and anxiety relief is offered. So schedule your session at the Colorado Springs or Fountain location today. Call Sharon at 719-351-4837 or go to yeswellnessmatters.com. For your wellness matters.
Happy Living Forever gives single men and women new ideas and ways to be in a fulfilling and loving relationship. To receive the exact skill and know-how to have a long-term relationship so you can once and for all escape the dating market and live your own love story. For more information, visit happylivingforever.com. Tune in to the Connection Plaza radio show every month as Suzanne will be hosting her segment, Happy Living Forever. Call into our studio lines to participate and ask questions.
The Chocolate Blues Business Networking Festival is a large-scale one-day networking event exclusively for business decision makers. Come and enjoy a day of networking with hundreds of businesses, a lot of yummy chocolate, and groovy blues music. We do these events all over the country, so go online to bizfestival.com and find out when the next event is happening near you. For more info on the Chocolate Blues Business Networking Festival, visit bizfestival.com.
You've just found out you have breast cancer, and these are some of the first words you may hear. HER2-NU oncogene, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do they mean? How can you decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? Please listen to me, Marvin Hamlisch. Go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those medical words and find out what they mean. Understand your treatment options. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose, dripping in the bathroom.
Welcome back, listeners. This is a zany day for me.
We should have a camera in studio because that was epic. The whole, oh, come on.
It's just one of those days.
Hey, elections will bring that out of people.
I'll tell you. Up too late last night. I think that's what it was. Okay, welcome back, listeners. If you're just joining me, that's too bad because you missed a fabulous interview with Sarita Mabin, professional speaker, communication expert, and author of the highly acclaimed book, If You Can't Say Something Nice, What Do You Say? We had a great conversation here earlier, huh, Lynn?
I've always wondered about that. If you don't have anything nice to say, what do you say?
Yeah, and she's just great at giving you those quick solutions, you know, to make it easy. How do you say no in a courteous way? You know,
without saying no.
Yes. How do you say it in a tactful way that doesn't make someone feel bad, but also, you know, is what you need to say? She's just wonderful at that. So I highly encourage my listeners to check out Sarita's website, her book on Amazon, and so much more. Okay, we have just a few minutes, so I'm just going to talk about probably this one article that I found earlier in the week, and it's entitled How to Wear Leggings and Not Look Like You're Hitting the Gym. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about the article, and then I'm going to give my take on the whole leggings thing. So, the article starts off by saying, leggings get a bad rap, but we still love them because despite what everyone thinks, they're actually wearable outside of the gym. But there are two important factors to consider when shopping for comfortable leggings. One, they must be thick, and opaque. Okay? Those are the two most important things. Nobody wants to be the person with their underwear showing through leggings, and that's a fact. So from wearing them to work to rocking them with a frock, here's a style guide to sporting those stretchy goods without that whole workout business. So the first suggestion that who is the author of this article? Chanel Parks is her name. She's, and I'm going to post this to my When Style Matters fan page so you can see it. It says, try a pretty pattern because not all leggings have to be black or gray. And the article shows a really cute pair of flowered leggings that this young lady is wearing with a blazer and a turtleneck and some really nice flat shoes and great accessories, of course. And she looks pretty cute. She's very young, which is, you know,
go ahead and say it.
Almost a criteria.
I was going to say a factor.
It's totally a factor. She's very young and very trim and petite, so on her it looks really cute. And then she says you can find these leggings at Abercrombie and Fitch and some other information. But the second one is that you can amp up a leggings and sweater combination with a belt. Now, you know, wearing sweaters with leggings is okay for me, but it needs to be a tunic. I am sorry. I really just don't go for the leggings and short top as outside attire. I said I was going to wait till the end of the article, but I'm not. In my humble opinion as a style and image expert, leggings are not for everyone, and leggings are not pants. I'm just going to say it. They are not pants. They're leggings. And can you get by with it with certain other wardrobe pieces? Yes. But be clear, they are not pants. They're leggings. Okay. So you can wear a pair. Now, this third one is really funny to me. You can wear a pair to work, and then it goes seriously, with a classy button-down and cozy cardigan. Well, I'm going to say it. Leggings are not for most work environments. You can wear them if you work at the gym. You can wear them if you work in a very trendy boutique. You can wear them if you work at home. But wearing leggings, even with a shirt or a blouse and a jacket, is not really proper work attire for most places. But nevertheless, you can decide what you want to do. And then it says you can throw a dress over thicker leggings for a comfy fit. I have liked some of the styles I've seen like that. That's probably my preferred way to see leggings worn outside, especially if you're not 20-something, is to put on a really cute dress and wear them as open-foot tights, as what they are, tights, leggings. But this picture, you know, shows a really cute dress with the leggings and some boots. They also look really nice with boots. And it says, you can use your tight leggings as a canvas for lots of draping. I do like it that way. When you have layers and you have draping, that's long. Long tunics with a nice over sweater and a scarf and boots, then I think that they do look really cute. But the tunic needs to come below your seat to me when you're going to wear leggings. And then, of course, you can rock your favorite sneakers with them, but add some personal details to make it look less athletic. Well, there's no way to make it look less athletic when you're wearing tennis shoes or sneakers. So that isn't real either. And then it says you can indulge in the throwback stirrup trim. They're perfect for knee-high boots. Yes, that's when they work their best to me, when you have on a pair of knee-high boots. And here they're showing a really cute, stylish shift dress with the leggings and knee-high boots and a denim jacket. And that, I think, is just fine. So I just thought I'd go over this legging thing, because it's getting bigger and bigger, like it or not. There are a lot of women wearing them. They're not for everyone. They're for, you know, lots of women, but not necessarily a style for everybody, and especially depending upon how you may choose to wear them. Personally, I don't think they should be treated as a pair of pants all the time. I think, you know, when you're working out at the gym, they're great. I think if you want to be sporty and wear a nice long shirt or sweater with them, that can be okay with a flat shoe, a cute flat shoe, but, or certainly with boots. They look best, I think, with boots. So just be mindful when you wear them, and I don't think they're for every work environment, but that's just me giving my humble opinion on that matter.
Right.
So just be mindful that, you know, you want to make sure that you're comfortable. Please make sure that they are opaque. That's really important.
As my mom would say, don't nobody want to see that.
Nobody wants to see that. So I had a couple of more things that I'm going to share with you just briefly, because we are almost out of time. I want to remind you of my November 22nd event, Five Things Every Woman Over 40 Needs to Know About Her Body and Style. We're going to be talking about things like leggings and other other articles of clothing
not
that will make
go,
you
huh?
look fantastic. And what to avoid. So we're going to talk about that and so much more. Join me. It's only $29 if you reserve your seat today. You have 5 more days to catch my early bird special. Afterwards, it will be $39. We're going to enjoy a scrumptious brunch and also spend a couple of hours just laughing and interacting with one another. And I'm going to be sharing some great tips on how you can continue to look fabulous for the next 40 plus years. So come on out and join me. And also, don't forget about my special during the month of November and December, my Super Style special, 15% discount off of my signature Elite and VIP style packages. Actually, when I leave the studio today, I have a couple of appointments with new VIP clients, and I'm super excited about that. They are wise women who are taking advantage of this special that I haven't offered in more than 2 years.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's about it for me. I want to just give a final shout out to my awesome sponsors, Bernie Manning with Party Light Candles and Gifts, new to our Cosmic family this month, Unique Products with Mary Pearsall, Colorado Springs Hypnotherapy with Barbara Stafford, Wellness Matters LLC with Sharon Simpson-Dogon, Lynn Putnam with Silpata Designs, and Genesis Med Spa with Dr. Lisa Jinks. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Lynette Jones, your image and style expert, and host on Wednesday Style Matters Live every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next week, remember what I always say, you never get a second chance to make a great first impression. Enjoy the rest of your week.
You are who you wear, it's true. A girl's just as hot as the shoes she chooses.